How about 4.7, Andy and Mel? It's 7:01. We're going to top out today at 21, a lot warmer than it was yesterday. I'm kind of excited for 30 degrees. I'll probably wear shorts.
You're going to wear shorts?
If it's the weekend, I'll wear shorts.
Outside?
Probably, if I'm running errands. If I'm going to be out for an extended period of time, no. But after it's brutally cold like this, 30 doesn't feel bad at all.
Well, that's true, I'll agree, but not short weather.
Well, not to be outside all day in shorts, no. But if it's more comfortable in the house, I'll wear shorts.
Okay.
I wear shorts in the wintertime. I just don't go outside with them, usually.
Well, if you're lounging around home.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Because all my sweatpants are really hot.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Anyway. Yeah, so a manhole cover blew off the street at 9th and Phillips. There's fire smoke rolling out of there, and the smoke has subsided. They're still working on it. The intersection's closed, so if you're on your way to work at 9th and Phillips this morning, that is going to be an issue for you. I saw this in the Argus Leader this morning. They tried it again, the concealed, to basically make the concealed weapons permit
not necessary
anymore. You don't have to have it, and it was voted down again.
Which I don't know why they would want to make it not necessary.
Good. I have no problem with requiring a permit to carry a concealed weapon. You can carry one out in the open,
yeah,
all you want. Well, not all you want. There's places you can't take it,
right?
But you know, if I can't remember what it is, something like bars that have, is it over 70% of their income or 60%?
Something like
from
that.
From alcohol,
yeah.
Then you can't. But if it's a restaurant where the food is the majority, then
right.
Then you can. But anyway, so that was shot down in the legislature yesterday, which is just fine by me. I'm okay with someone getting checked out before they get to hide a pistol on them. The Manti Te'o thing. It was on with Katie Couric yesterday, and she did not pull any punches. Here was probably the toughest question she asked him.
One of the theories, many theories, Manti making the rounds, is somehow you created this whole scenario to cover up your sexual orientation. Are you gay?
No, far from it. Far from that.
I'm Katie Couric, and I'm not just for breakfast anymore.
No, she's an afternoon snack. yeah. And then they played a voicemail that he got from this Lene Kakua, and it was a guy who was putting on this whole hoax, and this is definitely a woman.
Hey, babe, I'm just calling to say goodnight. I love you. I know that you're probably doing homework or you're with the boys or grubbing me. What a fatty. But I just want to say I love you and goodnight, and I'll be okay tonight. I'll do my best.
Okay, anyway, that's enough.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Definitely a woman, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a woman. Okay, and then the other thing I had, what are we getting to? Oh, yeah, we need to give away some Sneaky's Chicken.
Woohoo!
Got $10 worth of Sneaky's Chicken. If you want it, give us a call right now, 361-5557, caller 10, it belongs to you.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Missy, Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 718.
Ah.
We're going to top out at 21.
Rude.
One of these days, you're going to throw a Sharpie at me that has the cap removed, and it's going to ruin a very nice shirt of mine.
Whatever. I'll buy you a new one.
Okay, so long as that is agreed upon.
So rude.
What was so rude?
Calling me Missy.
Oh. You've spent half the morning calling me Mullet Man, so.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I only said it a couple times.
Yeah.
You've said Missy a couple times.
Twice.
And that's like your way of winning an argument. It's like, blah, 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 Missy.
It's not how I win the argument.
Yes, it is.
It's how I get you to stop talking about it.
So that's how you win an argument.
I have to get groceries today.
Blah, 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 Missy. That's what you do.
Did I bring my lunchbox in? Yes, I did. Okay, good. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm going to need you to turn down your psycho just a notch, at least until my meds kick in.
Okay.
I might need to take some this
morning. Here's what got Mel all fired up right before we went on the air. Was I saw this story In the New York Times from yesterday, it's about restaurants going camera shy. You are one of those people who every time they have a meal, takes a picture of the food, puts
every
it on Instagram,
time.
And then Facebooks and tweets it.
Every time.
Pretty much.
Every time.
If you, every time you eat out.
Only if the presentation is nice and the food is really delicious.
And don't care.
Then don't look at it.
Well, it's already there. I can't stop it. There's a picture sitting there.
Enjoy.
Oh, look, here's food.
I enjoy looking at pictures of well-presented food.
Well, restaurants are starting to ban the practice of taking pictures of your food.
Where? What restaurant?
Co in New York.
Okay, because I go there every day. So mad about that.
Well, it's only going to spread.
Okay.
Some aren't banning photography altogether, but they are putting a ban on flashes. Which most restaurants are a little dimmer.
Right.
It's not like bright light most places, at least anywhere where people take pictures of their food usually.
Usually.
But there was an incident cited at, let's see here, it was a restaurant in Toronto where they were, the number of people taking pictures of their food had gotten so out of control. Flashes are going off all over the restaurant all night long. And they finally are just like, nope, 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 this is enough. Don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Why do you take pictures of food?
Because it's impressive.
Really?
Hmm?
Impressive how?
Like I said, the presentation is either impressive or the food is really good. Or you tried a new recipe and it's really cool. Took a picture, like, for example, when I made the pizza casserole and I made the top part look like Mickey Mouse's all over the top. Took a picture of that.
Okay, well, that's like cutesy, Pinteresty, whatever.
Right.
I'm talking about restaurants.
I've taken pictures.
I mean,
pictures.
What presentation is really all that impressive? They all do the same stuff.
Or if you're getting to eat something really cool. There was, I have a picture.
Like what? You have a picture of food? No.
Of? A picture of a really cool sushi roll that I ate that was made to look like a dragon.
Okay.
And it looks really cool. And so you don't think that's worthy of a picture?
It was the face of Jesus in it.
No.
Then no.
I've never seen.
That's the only food I think really needs to be photographed is if you can see the face of Jesus. Then you should take a photo of it.
I have my favorite.
And you should sell that food on eBay as well.
Right, you should. I had my favorite meal not very long ago, and I, which is Filet Oscar, and I took a picture of that and Instagrammed it.
I had a cheeseburger mac and cheese last night. Yeah, I did not photograph it. One of my favorite meals.
Well, that's not fancy.
Oh, so you're just showing off how fancy you are when you're taking these photos.
No, but when it's cool, see, look at how cool that is.
Okay, that's unique. I don't have a big issue with that. You used the flash, of course, and I'm sure it didn't annoy anyone at all.
I don't care.
Exactly, exactly. You have just made my point for me.
You don't have.
You don't care. The photographer, the food photographers do not care about anyone else around them.
It's a second.
I'm going to take this flashy picture and annoy the people around me who came in for a nice meal.
What if I'm taking a picture of those who are with me at the booth, at the table, and we're taking a picture of us together?
Okay,
so that's annoying. That's
but people
a flash
don't
still.
People don't do that as much as they take pictures of their food, though, and I just don't get it.
Bull crap!
I don't get it. What I don't get.
I took a picture of my Oreo cookies that I made.
Oh, good hell!
Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram is nothing but a food fest, isn't it?
There's lots of food on here. My enchiladas.
Okay,
that rock the house.
Whose side are you on?
Oh,
on the food photography.
Why do we have to argue on Fridays?
You started it.
I did not.
I started this one.
Did not start.
But you started the tone off this morning.
I did
by calling
not.
Me Mullet Man.
Oh my God! You
set the
me
tone
Missy.
After.
You were speaking of that you had to dry your hair longer
whose
now.
Whose side
you have
are
more
you
hair.
On in the food photography? Mine or Mel's. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com.
In the eyes of...
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:38. We're going to top out today at 21, and we're going to take pictures of food.
Yep.
Aren't we?
I think I'm going to do a blog post of all my Instagram pictures of food.
I'm sure it'll get hits.
I bet you
lots
it will.
Lots of hits.
Lots and lots of hits.
Yep.
Who doesn't want to see all that?
All the other people on
awesome.
Foodstagram will be all over that.
Foodstagram? What?
Foodstagram. I can't claim credit for that. Okay. That came from Chris.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
He emailed in and said, I'm with you, Andy. The people who take pictures of their food are ridiculous. They don't care about those around them.
Around them.
But they want to make sure everybody on their social network knows how awesome they are.
Know how awesome the food is.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference. For reals.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just say for reals?
I say
out
for
loud?
Reals all the time.
Yeah, you also dropped a WTF this morning out loud.
It was a WTF.
You what? Are not young enough to say that out loud.
I can say that
no,
out loud.
No, you're not. You're
I
too
didn't
old.
Want to swear.
You're too old. Oh, like that stopped you before when we're not on the air. Yeah, there's restaurants that are actually starting to ban taking pictures of food and or banning flashes. You can take the picture as long as you don't use a flash.
You know, it's good for the restaurant, first of all.
They're more concerned with the ambiance of everyone in there. And
it's good for the restaurant.
Vibe. To have flashes going off every 2 minutes.
It's good for their pictures to go on social network sites. That's good for them.
Okay.
Just okay me.
I did okay you. Emily's on the phone. How are you, Emily?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, food photography, where do you stand?
I'm not really sure if I stand anywhere. I mean, it's kind of like in between. I mean, guys probably say that, why are you taking pictures of food? And girls probably are all over checking that stuff out, liking all the pictures. I mean, it's just kind of in between because I don't surf on the web looking for pictures of food.
I don't look particularly for them unless I'm looking for a recipe.
Yeah.
Which I do all the time.
Yeah, I don't really go looking for pictures of food either, Emily. I don't either. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know,
I can't remember the last time I went looking for food on the internet. I mean, pictures of food.
You know
anyway.
What? You started all this crap.
How did I start it?
You started it.
How did I start it? You called me Mullet Man.
Because you called me Missy. Oh, no, that you called me Missy afterwards.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, but I didn't start it as like to start a fight like all morning long with you.
Okay. Chris is on the phone. How are you, Chris?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So, photos of food.
I don't understand why people do that. I don't know. I'm not big on that.
I don't understand it either.
I think they're just kind of, maybe they're a little bit food arrogant.
It could be food arrogance.
Food arrogant.
I don't know. I just made that up. I don't understand why people sit there take pictures of everything and Instagram it.
I don't.
If you're a foodie, though, that's something that you do.
You're a foodie?
A foodie.
Oh, okay.
A foodie? I don't know. I like motorcycles, but I don't post a lot of motorcycle
pictures. Oh, my God. I see tons of motorcycle pictures during the summertime and springtime, whenever it's nice.
I don't do that, though.
Well, you might not, but I still see a million of them. I don't care, but I still see them.
Are you a Facebook junkie?
Oh, I am totally a Facebook junkie.
Yeah.
Are you a Pinterest junkie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my wife is, too. She killed my phone and her phone and the laptop and her iPod. Interesting. I think it's a disease. We need
it's addicting.
I think it is.
It is. I think us husbands need some type of a program or something to help us cope with it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's called a website block on the router.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
because you guys don't, you know, play video games and watch sports all the time. So we're not allowed to Pinterest and Facebook.
But at least that's a challenge.
Really?
Well, yeah.
It's a challenge to watch football?
Yeah, it has been in my house. I actually had to disconnect the internet and hit the router box because there's just too much Pinterest.
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
Yeah, I called the cable guy and he's coming over today. So now I got to get this stuff back up before he gets over there.
That is awesome,
now
Chris.
Now you have to come clean.
Thanks for the call, man.
You You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
I want to punch him.
I'm pretty sure he made that up, but I don't care. That was awesome.
God. I am so done with this conversation and arguing with you this morning.
I got another text that says, from 0757, Andy's side, I don't want to see food on Facebook all the time. You guys argue all week long, not just Fridays.
Well, duh.
And Andy, you had cheeseburger macaroni. Did I?
I put meat in it.
Well, my wife did.
Mm.
She actually made it last night.
I made turkey chili last night, and I did.
No.
I put meat in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did.
How long did it take you to make that turkey chili? Was it
56 hours? Like 56 minutes would be more accurate.
I did get one other text message that that is on your side.
Oh, okay.
However, the reason they're on your side is a little more obvious.
Okay.
I don't mind it because I'm a professional food photographer for a magazine.
Oh!
I suppose they don't probably mind
yeah.
it as much.
Yeah.
We need to crack the vault.
Yes, we do.
If you know all three digits to crack the vault, give us a shout. 361-5557. We'll give you a $50 party tab to the vault. Ooh! Tile 104.7, Andy and Mel, 752.
They did that song last night on Glee. It was awesome.
21 the high today. Okay. I did that song on Glee last night.
You started this stuff.
No, you started it.
No, you started it this
I'm
morning.
Just going to talk louder.
That's.
I never thought I'd get you to laugh so hard in an argument.
I don't want to argue with you anymore.
Good way to end one, though, isn't it? I'm just going to yell louder.
You should do that if you argue with your wife.
No.
No?
No. Because my wife never yells, and on the very few occasions where she does, I'm really in trouble. So that would not be a good idea.
That's awesome. Seriously, I'm going to start ending, like, if I have a screaming match with my children, which happens sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to end it.
I'm just going to yell louder. We have to crack the vault. Mariam is on the phone.
Hello, this is Mariam.
Marianne, how are you? Or Mariam?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Were you calling for the vault?
Yes.
Do you know the three digits?
Yes.
What are they?
38741.
That is correct, Mariam. We have got a $50 party tab for you to the vault, all right?
Awesome.
Congratulations. You can go there and take a picture of your drink.
I've done that before.
Of course you have. taking pictures of food and social networking it everywhere.
Speaking
it's what
of
Mel does.
Social networking, Caitlin on Twitter sent a tweet at us and said, what is the point of Instagram? To show things you like, to show hobbies and interests. I agree with Mel. Hmm.
You may agree with her. It doesn't mean you're right, Caitlin. That's all I'm going to say. I'm in that mood.
You have a microphone and you might be able to talk in it, but it doesn't mean that you're right.
I know. But it gives me just enough credibility.
No.
Just a little bit.
No.
No, some people I can fool. I can fool some people, trust me. Heather's on the phone. How are you, Heather? Okay, we don't have Heather. Carly's on the phone. How are you, Carly?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Pretty good. So, food photography.
I'm with Mel. It is free marketing for the restaurant. It's, you know, I'm totally down with it. I'm totally cool with it. I think it's a great idea. And it's not that I do it all the time. It's just when it's something special or if I try something new or if I'm really excited with a restaurant, I feel that other people should know that it's fabulous and it's good and they should go there.
Yeah, I think it's good for a restaurant. I will base decisions on going to a restaurant if I see something posted from there that looks good.
Exactly. It's free marketing.
It is. They should shut up.
Yeah, well, sushi always looks awful, so that
no,
would not
does.
Get
what?
Me to
I just
eat
showed
it.
You the dragon sushi roll. That looked amazing, and it was amazing.
It was neat in its form, but sushi always looks gross to me.
You are so weird.
I don't,
try the rolls.
No.
Delicious.
I only eat meat that's been cooked.
Some...
Yeah, I did. I took a picture of my sushi because it was the volcano rolls and all that other stuff. And it was really neat and it was really good.
It is. It's delicious.
I wanted everybody to know.
First of all, just so you know, some sushi is smoked.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and there's lots of it with crab meat, which is cooked.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you know.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Carly.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. You know what else is smoked?
What?
Ninth and Phillips. You can take a picture of that and put it on Instagram, too.
Well, it's been on.
Yeah. Caitlin tweeted back. She says, Mel has a mic, too.
I know. I do, but you have the on and off button.
That is true. So whenever I start hearing a bunch of nonsense, then I can just shut it off.
Which is... Which is not fair. Because I can't turn off your nonsense.
My what?
I can't turn off your... None.
All right. Well, we've got to take a quick break.
Nonsense. I can't turn off your
nonsense. I don't have any nonsense whatsoever. None at all. All
can
right.
We just have the weekend wake up with DJ Court now?
No, we still got an hour to wait.
Oh, I just want to hear the good
Sorry,
music.
Sorry, that's coming up.
Hot 1047.com.